Good morning. Welcome back to From the Stand. Joining me now is John Zapp, who is the president and CEO of the Flying Musicians Association. And John's trying to see if he can wear headphones and hat at the same time.
Yeah. Well, good morning.
Yeah, there we are.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah. We were just talking before we started. It's really been an incredible week of weather. After we got the storms out of here over the weekend, but it's a great day today. Super day for an air show and probably a great day for a little music playing, too.
I'll tell you what, it's beautiful weather, and we're just very, very happy to, you know, like I said earlier, the silver lining of that storm was that there's no more storms this week. And that's that midweek storm that gets everybody soaked. You know, got that out of our system. So I enjoyed that.
John, how many years have you been coming to the show here?
I think it's been about 22 now, and 13 as representing the Flying Musicians Association, and it's been a blast.
Great. Well, flying musicians, now music and flying, they actually have a tie-in, don't they?
Very much so. It's the empirical data that we got over the years was just super, and I think there's several P's that are involved here. It's practice, precision, you know, performance, and preparation. You mix those together any way you want, but the end result is a smooth flight, a smooth mission, you know, a smooth performance. So those are the main ingredients that really creates probably for almost any endeavor. But certainly in aviation and music, there's more. I mean, there's the hand-eye coordination, there's the listening, the hearing, the responding, the one of the stories I was told at one of the seminars I did years ago was that there's two guys here that went to the Flight Academy Air Force together, and they're still friends to this day. And they said, yeah, they did a kind of a study, and they found out that it was the music students who did the best, not the engineers. Because as music students, if you told them to fly a heading, an altitude of speed, they nailed it. Engineers always said, why?
So that's the genesis of the flying musicians, blending these two together. Passion for both, obviously, in your life. What's your aviation background?
Well, I think passion is very important, and my aviation background started a lot like folks out there. I mean, the parents, grandparents should be very in tune to their young ones, because you know from a very early age if they liked it. I grew up in a family of seven, large family, a lot of kids, a lot of people around, cousins and such, and I'm the only one that flies. But you could tell back then, I was sitting in the room building model airplanes when I was a kid. They would say, what's he doing back there, you know, sniffing glue? No, no, I wasn't doing that, I was building. And just looking at the magazines, I learned how to draft model plans instead of having to buy them, you know, the scaled up versions. I would scale up them from the magazines, the plans. And that started and went into doing some flying model airplane exhibits at various air shows around Florida. And I always wanted to fly, but I had eight kids myself, and it was like, it's hard to do. So I finally did it. And so I've been flying for about 22 years, you know, right around 2000. And it's been something that, again, it's a passion, and you can spot it young, so look for those. You know, look, when an airplane flies over and there's a group of airline pilots, who looks up, you know? And the ones who look up, they're the ones that have the passion.
Very, very true. What was your inspiration for starting the organization itself?
Well, there's so many people that come to Oshkosh. I think that was probably one of my inspirations, that are sitting around here playing, jamming at night. And you find out there's a lot of pilots that play music at all different levels. But I always go back to this one, and some people just shake their head. But Roy Clark did an interview years ago here. And I was late getting to the interview, so I had to crawl in and sit up at the front. obligatory pause for a T6, right?
that's why I love being up here.
So I crawled up into the front of the press room over at the old press building, the media building, and sat there. I was in awe. I didn't know he was a pilot. It was like, wow. And it turned, it's like if you don't, once you see something, you can't unsee it. And that's what happened there. It was like, he's a pilot. I talked to him after the conference. I said, man, this is cool. You have an airstrip in Oklahoma and you fly. We should get together and, you know, bring in musicians and play. And his eyes lit up and that was all I needed. Now, that never happened, but that's what I needed. And from there on, I could spot Alan Jackson's a pilot, you know. It's like, it keeps moving, you know, Kenny G's a pilot, and it just keeps on going, and I mean, I can't name them all. There's so many.
We're talking with John Zapp, who's with the Flying Musicians Association. You've formed you formerly incorporated, what, you said 13 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So since then, membership has continued to grow, and you've gone from maybe just getting together and playing music to a little more serious mission along with the music, and that is to provide some scholarships.
We did, and that was a turning point, because it's one thing to find and be, you know, just excited every time you find out that this pilot's a musician or this musician's a pilot. We wanted to try to nurture that, and so we start this the FMA Solo program, which is a learn to fly scholarship that basically brings high school music students into the fold and into the network and into this world who have a passion for aviation. And it's just been an awesome experience gaining members this way and watching them grow. I mean, these are 11th and 12th graders that we target. It's not very long before they're graduating from college. And this, it's so, even the ones that, just, all the nominees, we give them a free membership and we bring them into the fold and we try to help them with sponsored materials, you know, learning materials as well as gear and support. And so it's just incredible to watch these kids grow. And so that's the FMA Solo program. Donations have picked up, and you know, we've continued in the last 2 years, even though everything else stopped off. We still were able to give out a scholarship each year. We don't have the funds like the EAA and AOPA, but we're doing it, and I think we're starting to get more traction in all the high schools. And you go into an orchestra, a high school orchestra, and you tell them that the principal harpist for the Utah Symphony is a member of the Flying Musician. She's a corporate or a commercial pilot, Louise Vickerman, and her husband's a trumpet player, and he also flies. And you know, and it just moves on. Jay Mason out in L.A. He's a studio musician, but he's also an ATP pilot, CFI. He instructs out of John Wayne, you know, and he also teaches music. And so it's like, this is incredible, and so we can give them. We want the ones with the passion. And then we can give them the encouragement and hopefully insistence to continue to pursue that. And I mean, there's no, in my opinion, there's no better spectator sport than to bring these young ones in and watch them grow and be a part of that growth.
How many scholarships have you awarded?
We've given out 14.
Right.
And we should have 16, but again, last 2 years have been kind of slow. No air shows, no parties, no live performances. A lot of things were cut back. And so it's been kind of hard to get the message out. But I think we've tapped in now to some of the high school programs around the country, and we're starting to get more traction there. So I suspect that as we grow and our name recognition gets out there, the brand, then we'll have more folks that see this is a worthwhile cause, and these are passionate people, passionate about aviation, passionate about music, and as with any network, it's worth joining and being a part of.
And like any network, it continues to grow, and one person introduces to another, and it just keeps on spreading. If someone is interested in the scholarship program, whether it's a high school educator or a young person, how do they get involved?
Well, the best way to do is just to contact me. I'm not as as ever ready as Paul used to be, but I am so passionate about this that you can contact me at john@flyingmusicians.org. Go to our website, go to our social media points, and you can find us and you can get in touch with us and we'll respond. We're not going to leave you hanging.
Well, that's good. And this week you've been at a few different parties, providing entertainment at some of the different venues. Where have you been so far?
Well, this is a great opportunity for us to shout out to some of those who have really supported our efforts. Hartsell Aviation now, they have Props and Hops party on Monday night, and they've donated to our association for music, and we provide music there. We had a jam last night in the Ultralight area from 8 to 10. It's open mic jam. We also did music for U.S. Sport Plane, Jabiru's owner's party yesterday. And we did music at the Seaplane Pilots Association's party, Corn Roast, off of Ripple, last night. So last night was a busy night. In the past, we've done music for Dyer, TBM Group, and for 4Flight, and Honda Generators, and the Aeroshell team. Got to give a big shout-out to them. And so hopefully those things will pop back up again as we start to get traction again and air shows become normal.
Excellent. John, thank you very much for being with us this morning. If you'd like more information on the FMA solo program, just visit the website, flymusicians.org, or watch for them on social media. It's a great program, and it's a wonderful combination of music and flying, and I can't think of anything better.
Well, thank you for having me.
Have a great rest of your week here at Oshkosh. John Zapp, the president of the Flying Musicians Association. This is From the Stand on EIA Radio.